Raya, today's story is Healing Power, Part 1. Okay, so today's story is about Lizzie, Kathy, Annie, Elliot, and Reuben again. It's something that you'll really, really love. All of them love to play sports, and Kathy, as you know, is a black belt in karate, right? Lizzie loves basketball, Annie loves badminton, and
my favorite are karate and badminton.
Well, today I will tell you a story about Lizzie's basketball match. Lizzie, who loved playing basketball, was on the school's basketball team. One day, she was playing in the final match against another school. Kathy, Annie, Elliot, and Reuben were all there, cheering for Lizzie, shouting, 1, 2, 3, 4, who do we cheer for? And all the friends shouted, Lizzie.
Papa, when you went scuba diving, did you see other people scuba diving?
Well, yes, there were other people there. Remember I told you about...
Oh, when Alfred's son was drowning and you saved him?
Yes, that's why they invited me to say thank you.
And Alfred packed food for you to give to your daughter?
Yes, exactly. I got some brownies.
Yeah, one big one and one small one.
Yeah, so now back to the basketball court. Lizzie was about to hit a winning shot.
What's a winning shot?
Well, when you play basketball, you shoot the ball into the basket, don't you? And if you get in the last shot, that makes your team win. That's called a winning shot. So there was this one girl called Tuntun playing on the other team. As Lizzie was about to hit the winning shot, Tuntun came running and pushed Lizzie hard. The full force of the push landed on Lizzie's hand, and her finger made a horrible cracking sound.
But how can a kid hit hard enough to break a finger? It would hurt her too.
Well, Tuntun was big and strong. Lizzie was shouting and crying in pain. She missed the shot, and the referee called a foul. She told Tuntun to go and sit on the bench, adding, "You cannot play so rough."
That's so rude.
Yes, that's very rude.
If I was there and someone did that to my friend, I would say, "Stop, don't hurt my friend."
But you know what Kathy did? As soon as Lizzie cries out in pain, Kathy runs into the court. She had been sitting on the bench watching the game, and when she saw what happened, she rushed towards Tuntun and yelled, "How dare you hit my friend?" At first, Tuntun seemed surprised that Kathy dared to talk to her like that. Tuntun was used to being the biggest and strongest girl in her school and wasn't used to being told what to do. She looked at Kathy for a while, and then out of the blue, she started to cry.
Oh, really? Isn't she very big?
Yes, big and strong, but Kathy's also strong because she sleeps and eats so well. But Kathy would never use that to hurt anyone. Tuntun loved playing basketball, and she really enjoyed playing matches, especially when they got to visit other schools. She realized that pushing and hurting some other players was not the kind of basketball player she wanted to be. She turned to Lizzie and said, "I'm so sorry for hurting you, Lizzie. I didn't mean it." And Lizzie, who always wants people to get along, answered, "It's okay, Tuntun. I'm sure it was a mistake." By then, the first aid team had arrived and was putting a lot of ice and spray and cream into Lizzie's finger. Then they rolled her wheelchair off the court as the crowd cheered, "Lizzie, Lizzie, Lizzie."
It didn't hurt Lizzie too much, right?
Well, Lizzie's finger hurt exactly like when your papa's finger was hurt. So she had to wear the same kind of plaster.
So she was carrying the plaster in her pocket?
No, the first aid team told Lizzie that she would have to get a proper plaster cast at the hospital, and they took her straight there from school. Lizzie started to feel a little better on the way to the hospital and was kind of looking forward to getting to a cool plaster. The doctor was very nice, and she let Lizzie choose which color plaster she wanted for her hand. Even though it was only Lizzie's finger that hurt, the plaster covered her whole hand. When Lizzie came out of the doctor's office with her parents, she was so happy to see that all her friends were waiting for her in the waiting room.
Was Lizzie's plaster the same as yours?
Very, very similar. Now it's time for you to go to sleep, little one. We'll continue the story tomorrow.
But I want to tell you what our friends did.
Tomorrow. I will tell you all about it tomorrow. Good night, Araya.